Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, soon-to-be old friend, Mark Grazer. Ladies and gentlemen, he's doing a great job explaining to us how a whole other part of the landscape, the lending landscape, works. He's the president and CEO of BFS Capital, capital.com. It's an online platform, financing platform, that will help you get up to $2 million, right, for small.
That's true. We go anywhere from $5,000 to $2 million, a very big range.
If I need $25,000, $50,000, $75,000, and I fit your I generally fit your profile of what you're looking for, how long did it take to get the money?
You could have money in your account within 24 to 48 hours.
All right, that sounds good. So one of the things I want to talk about, we compared your platform, your model, to banks in the last segment. Now what I'd like to do is get a little home and help people understand how they would differentiate between you and, say, a crowdfunding platform.
Yeah, so the main difference is capital for the loan is being financed. So in BFS Capital standpoint, we, as I mentioned before, we have institutional equity partners as well as senior and subordinated lines that we use to provide the capital to our customers,
which is very much like the funding, the back office funding of a crowdfunding platform, right?
Well, except the difference is in the crowdfunding platform, the financing is provided by investors per se.
Right.
You know, it used to be called peer-to-peer, but over the last couple of years, it's really become, you know, hedge funds and institutions that are backing the money. So in that standpoint, the process is the same from the customer standpoint, but from the financing standpoint on the back, whereas the money that we're giving the customer is BFS Capital's money either through equity or debt. What the crowdfunder or marketplace lender is doing is they're playing a matching game. In other words, somebody comes looking for money,
right?
They analyze the credit and then they match them up with somebody that's going to provide the capital.
Who wants to take that kind of a risk?
That's correct. So in that case, the crowdfunder,
and it might be a syndicate of people putting together.
It predominantly is, but in that situation, BFS, the way we do our business is we're taking the credit risk on our balance sheet. The marketplace funder, the crowd lender.
The crowdfunding front group is basically just a platform to as a conduit to put the people together, right?
That's exactly what it
they're
is.
A brokerage, almost a bureau or brokerage kind of thing. When people are dealing with you, they're more likely to be getting a little more human interaction, right?
100%. We do customized underwriting. We're speaking to our merchants. But again, the main difference is in the crowdfunding or marketplace platform, which BFS does not currently use, the risk is put off on the investor. So the marketplace, as you indicate, is a platform, and their fees are generated by putting the deal together and making a fee off the amount being
financed. Would you say that crowdfunding would be more expensive than the load for your loans?
No, not necessarily. It's really based on the risk of how the customer is perceived. It's just a different way to finance your business, and it's just a different philosophy. We feel like if we understand the risk, we want to take the balance sheet risk because it's a deal that we want to do. It's just a different way to do it.
Well, you know, we've got 76 million baby boomers who are heading off into the sunset in small business owners, millions of them. We got 50 million Gen Xers coming along and 84 million Gen Ys, millennials, coming along who are starting to become entrepreneurs. And that last two groups, especially the Gen Ys, they have a whole different attitude about banks and the online world, don't they? I mean, they're not going to be as susceptible or not as interested in bank lending as they might be to work with you.
Correct. It's just the way business is transformed, as you've seen over your career and I've seen over mine. It's night and day from where it was. I mean, right now you have entrepreneurs and businesses being started all the time, and these entrepreneurs are brilliant at developing an idea, bringing their business into fold. But mm-hmm. they're not typically finance people. They're idea people. They're operators. They're strategists, and they need to have access to quick capital that can be provided to grow that business. Mm-hmm. And by definition, it's not that banks do anything wrong. It's just that the way they have to look at a loan, they're really there for established businesses that need money for what's there. It's not really.
And to be fair, you said it right. To be fair to the bank, they got regulators that live with them, basically.
Correct, and that's where there are. But again, that's why when a certain deal fits the bank and the customer can go through whatever the process is, it works fine. We're a great partner for a bank.
I got to wrap it up. BFScapital.com. Mark, you got a lot more teachers. I want to get some more out of you in the future. Will you come back?
I would love to, Jim. Appreciate you having myself and BFScapital.com with you, and look forward to speaking again.
Thanks a lot. Mark Glazer, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.